Thank you, Mr. Andy, and thank all of you guys. And Cindy, when you said, thinking about smiling, it makes me think that one of the greatest songs ever written was the song Smile and the World Smiles With You. It's a great song. And Charlie Chaplin wrote that song. A lot of people don't know that, and it's just really interesting. I sent out this morning, you guys, a thing that, I play every evening when I'm falling asleep. I have, great music on, and Melinda and I are, just kind of relaxing as we get ready to fall asleep, and I play Scrabble. Now, that seems contrary to trying to fall asleep, trying to think about something, but it is a lot like reading a book sometimes, as you're struggling to read the next sentence or something, you go out, and a lot of times I'll wake up and realize I was in the middle of my Scrabble game. But last night when I was playing the Scrabble game, and I play it on an advanced, on the advanced level, you can program it to, play advanced or, intermediate or whatever. And I play it on the advanced level, and I like it because words come up all the time. I have no idea what they mean. And, but I look them up and understand what they mean. And last night while I was in the middle of the game, it came up just like that, like you guys got it in the text, limited, on there. And I thought, oh, how funny is that? Because we stand kind of for the opposite of limited. So I went and looked up the definition of limited, and it says, just so you'll know, on a person who is limited is not great in their ability or talents. It says, I think he is a very limited man. Yeah, I'm sorry for the tongue twister there. Not great in ability or talents. And I want you to know, guys, that regardless of our company or our call, that, if you believe you're, a child of a creator or a God, it would be impossible, by definition at least, not to believe that somebody is great in ability or talents, that they could be limited. Because I believe that's not the way, as human beings at least, we were created. When I listen to the genuine love and feeling that Cindy has every morning for other people and their health, and that's kind of what this cause is about when you think about our health packs and talking to everybody, it is such a genuine feeling. And you realize how you can help people. So it creates kind of a natural cause. Of course, the opposite, the antonym, or the direct opposite of being limited would be limitless. And if you go to the dictionary and you actually look up what limitless says, it says to be without end, to be without limits, and to be without boundaries. And it uses as an example in a sentence, our resources are limitless, Now, you see, that just sounds logical to me from a human perspective. Life is short for all of us. But in the brief spark time of life that we have here, when we meet the few people we come in contact with during our journey here, during our time here, you want to feel like you can make a difference in somebody's life, and you want them to remember you as being really a good person or somebody that was trying to help. And, limitless is to be without boundaries. And so then I looked up what opportunity means by definition. An opportunity, it says, is a set of circumstances that makes it possible to do something. And it uses, in a sense, we may see increased opportunities. And they're all around us in life, guys. Now, when you look at that board, that I don't know if any of you have ever played Scrabble before. I'm looking at the word limited, and I know that if I can put the word limited on the board somewhere, I'm going to, you know, hit my bonus. You know, it's going to be a bonus word. I'm going to get 78 or 80 points if I can put limited out there. And I couldn't find a place to put it. And I thought about it, and I thought about it. And when you look at the board, you see it says Grace is down there, and there's an S at the bottom. And so I was able to figure out I could put D limits, D-E from the triple word score in the left-hand corner across D limits. And when I did that, it gave me 86 points, and you could see the computer was kicking my butt there. You know, I was losing to the computer 132 to 84 at that moment in time. But when I put down that triple word score, I went up 50 points. I went up 170 or 40 points, 170 over 132 approximately. And, of course, I ended up winning the game. And I thought it was so funny. And I wanted to know what the definition of D-limit was, because I didn't know what D-limit was. And it said, when you are delimited, where did I put it as a word? It basically says same thing, is you are able to fix and define the limits that you have. And so you can change the outcome because you can change the boundaries. You can change the limit. And so not only was I able to win in the game, but I thought, you know, I was able to overcome being limited. I know it sounds a little bit stupid, and maybe I was just tired last night, but, you know, I thought how great it is that we have a story from a health standpoint that we can help other people in the world. And a few weeks ago, we got a call. As you know, we have many leaders who, you know, jump on and help us from their vast experience in becoming successful in the network marketing world. And a few weeks ago, we had somebody from a corporate standpoint from another company called us up and said, you know, the one thing about Limitless that I've noticed among your distributor base is there's a culture here, and they seem enthusiastic. They seem to be happy. How do you do it? I said, you know what? You should just jump on a phone call one morning and just listen in to the call. And even I had them get on a little bit before the call, and just so that they could kind of listen to our normal banter, our normal discussions. And it so happened that Lizzie was doing the training that morning. And it's so funny because I heard Liz, you know, in a training just a few days ago say how proud she is of her team and how she bursts her buttons when she sees her team take steps and become successful. And this is the way we all feel about our teams, and we all feel about our groups. And it is a very exciting thing to happen. But what was interesting is after the phone call got over, they said, you know, basically, you know, how do you accomplish this goal from a leadership standpoint of getting people to buy in and be so so enthusiastic that they, at least their impression was, you know, they're going to go out and they're going to tear the world on fire today. And that moment that Lizzie talked about being you know, bursting at the seams, that's how Malin and I felt right at that moment. You know, there was a time about you guys, we feel that way. We're really proud. Excuse me. You know, we'd put up our feeling that we have of family and culture and camaraderie and what products we have to go out and represent what we're doing over anybody in the industry. And there was a time, I'll just tell you the story, a lot of you guys may not know this, but we had a kind of a silent partner when we first began at Limitless, Mitch, and it was funny, we had a massive debate at the very beginning over what this company should be called. And, you know, I thought that Limitless was a great name and described perfectly everything that we wanted to do, that nobody would be able to hold us back, nobody would be able to hold us down, and that as a company we could move forward with these incredible products. And he felt really strongly, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing, it was just a different opinion, okay, because I have great respect for many of the things that Mitch was able to accomplish in his life. And he said he wanted to call it Atessa. And I remember sitting there because I was very respectful of, you know, considering all these different things. And I said, why would you like to call it Atessa? And he said, because I have my neighbor's yacht that's parked. It's this massive yacht. It's bigger than his own yacht. And he said, I just feel that's a great name that, you know, causes people to think. And that was his opinion, and it was great. And thank goodness we had a different business partner who said, you go with what you feel is right for the company. And Malin and I discussed everything seriously, but thank goodness we kind of held our ground and said, no, we think Limitless describes exactly what we want to accomplish. And so I can't imagine us as a company going around saying, who are you with? Oh, yeah, we're with Atessa. It's a great company. It just doesn't have the same feel to me, the same ring to me. Not that it wasn't a good name. It just wasn't what we had in mind. You know, over the last few years, Malin always tells me that we train on things, and a lot of times we don't go back to some of the things we train on. And so I've kind of tried many, many times to kind of beat a dead horse, because as leaders, people always say, what do we really need to do to become successful in the business? And from my perspective, I look at it and I go, you know, it's really not that complicated. And we always talk about it all the time. And so I'm gonna just review that for a minute and hopefully not bore you. But, you know we need to go out and become an executive, right? We need to do our 350 a month, and that's a couple of packs. And I look at it as that's one for you and your spouse. And we know that we want to become an executive who does 1,000 in PSV. And I think almost everybody on this call does 1,000 in monthly PSV. And by doing that, they earn a kit. And you can give that kit to a friend, or you can sell that kit. If you need extra Christmas money and you need an extra couple hundred dollars, you can take that free kit and go out and sell it and put that money in your pocket and help you from that standpoint. And then, you know, we want to become an executive three. We want to find three others who can do that 350 that we personally sponsor. It doesn't seem an impossibility to me. It seems like I ought to be able to find three people who are as excited as I am over being Limitless. And number four, you want to work towards a sweet spot in the company of doing 25,000 in your monthly volume so that you can get all the bonuses and everything. And once you do that, then when you get to that level, then when you're thinking, okay, now I want to go to 50 or I want to go to 100, whatever it is you want to go. And we've had people do that many times, and it's exciting to watch, you know, when that happens. You know, one of the people that took this to heart, I just got to say, is Terry Camford. You know, I sent out a sheet basically with those four goals on it, and I said, what you need to do is you need to put it in front of you, and you need to look at it when you're setting your goals. You need to look, okay, am I an executive? Check, you know. Have I done my 1,000 in monthly volume? Check, yeah, I've done that. Am I an exec three? Yeah, check, I'm an exec three. Have I hit my 25,000? That's the hardest one of the bunch, right? You know, and so when people are evaluating, it's funny because Terry will send me her goals on the colored sheet, and it'll show me what she did last month, what she's doing this month. And so she has a constant reminder in front of her of what she wants to accomplish. Pam does the same thing. Now, Cindy, at the end of every month, almost at midnight. I don't care if it's the next morning. She'll do it the next morning if something comes up. She'll send me her goals every month. What that tells me is that she's looking right now at how serious she is by wanting to accomplish the goals that she has. And they're not for her, guys. I'm telling you, even though she's been an X-15 or whatever, they're not for her. They're for her team. She goes, okay, who can I help get to X-3? Who can I help get to an X-5? Who can I help do their 1,000 in monthly volume? Who can I help health-wise? And, you know, it's like Liz always, you know, quotes the quote, you know, when you do enough things for other people, you'll get what you want. You know, the famous Zig Ziglar quote, and helping enough people get what they want, and you'll get what you want. That's kind of what I see from that standpoint. So I just want to say, because we're out of time this morning, but I just want to say how proud I am of each of you guys. You make Melin and I burst our bubble, you know, burst our buttons, whatever you want to call it, because we're so proud of you. But the challenge I want to throw out to you, and if you haven't got this goal sheet that Terry colored up or Pam colors up when she sends me, you know, her goals like that, I just love these things because it helps me realize that you guys are in the place you are evaluating and saying, how do I get better? So the challenge is to get a copy of that monthly little chart that's simple and easy to read, and you can look at it, and you can look at what you did last month, and you can fill it in, and it helps you realize our main thing of never going to not grow. Where you are now, where you'll be this month, where you'll be heading in the future, and not going backwards. And as we get into the goal setting mode, which we'll be getting into the next couple of weeks, we'll accomplish that. Anyway, guys, bottom line is it's Christmas season. Maybe I'm feeling a little bit, you know, very charitable in the way we feel about you guys. But Melin and I talk about you that way all the time, and you do such a great job, and we're bursting around buttons. So with that, that's it, guys. Thank you very much.